శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జై, గౌడ ప్రమానంద నమస్తే దేవత బృంద కీ జై, క్లారీస్ రసమల్ దేవ క్లారీస్ రసమల్ దేవ క్లారీస్ రసమల్ దేవ క్లారీస్ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌడ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ముదిరయత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అవతరేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం థర్డ్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 23 డెవోటీస్ లమెంటేషన్ టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 6. కరడమ ఉబాచ తుష్టో అహం అద్య తవ మానవీ మానదాయ మానదాయ శుశ్రూషయా శుశ్రూషయా పరమయా పరమయా పరయా చ భక్త్యా యో దేహినాం అయం అతివ సుహృత్ సా దేహో నావేక్షితః సముచితః సపితుం మదర్థః. కర్డమ ఉబాచ తుష్టోహం అద్య తవ మానవీ మానదాయ తుష్టోహం అద్య తవ మానవీ మానదాయ శుశ్రూషయా పరమయా పరాయ చ భక్త్యా శుశ్రూషయా పరమయా పరాయ చ భక్త్యా యో దేహినామయం మతివ సుహృత్ చ దేహో యో దేహినామయం తివ సుహృత్ స దేహో నావేక్షితః సముచితః క్షపితుం మదర్థే నావేక్షితః సముచితః క్షపితుం మదర్థే తుష్టోహం అద్య తవ మానవీ మానదాయ శుశ్రూషయా పరమయా పరయా చ భక్త్యా యో దేహినామయం అతీవ సుహృత్ స దేహో నావేక్షితా సముచితా క్షపితుం మదర్థే. dushto hammadyata bhamana bhimana daya dushto hammadyata bhamana bhimana daya shushru saya paramaya paraya cha bhaktya yodehi namayam mativa suhritcha deho Abhekshita samuchita ksapitum madarthe
Abhekshita samuchita ksapitum madarthe
Kardhano vacha
Kardhano vacha Kardhano vacha
The great sage Gautama said Tustaha
Pleased
Aham
I am
Adya
Today,
Tava, with you, Manabi, O daughter of Manu, Nanadaya,
who are respectful,
Shushrusaya, by the service, Paramaya, most excellent, Paraya, highest. Ja and bhaktya by the devotion ya that which dehinam to the embodied
I am
this ativa extremely suhrit dear shaha that deha body
Na,
not.
Abhekshitaha,
taken care of.
Samuchitaha,
properly. Kshapitum, to expand. Madarthe, on my account. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Gautama Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, Today I am very much pleased with you for your great devotion and the most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I am astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. Please repeat after me. Kardama Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, Today I am very much pleased with you.
Today I am very much pleased with you.
For your great devotion.
Your great devotion.
And the most excellent loving service.
Since the body is so dear to embodied beings.
I am astonished
that
you have neglected your own body.
To use it on my behalf.
Purport. It is indicated here that one's body is very dear, that Devahuti was so faithful to her husband that not only did she serve him with great devotion, service and respect, but she did not even care for her own health. That is called selfless service. It appears that Devahuti had no sense pleasure even with her husband. Otherwise, she would not have deteriorated in health. Acting to facilitate Kardama Muni's engagement in spiritual elevation, she continually assisted him, not caring for bodily comfort. It is the duty of a faithful and chaste wife to help her husband in every respect, especially when the husband is engaged in Krishna consciousness. In this case, the husband also amply rewarded the wife. This is not to be expected by a woman who is the wife of an ordinary person. Ava jnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya shakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha namo om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swami tinamine
Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Sunavadi Pasyate Destarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are still continuing the dialogue between Maitreya Muni and Saint Vidura. So, as we have been saying very often, that these are the guidelines of our, in the process of, or in the journey of Krishna consciousness, in progressing in the path of devotional service. So by following these guidelines very properly, we can actually mold our life in Krishna consciousness, so that we are free from all dangers of this material attachment, so that ultimately we can become pure devotee of Krishna. So now, here the emphasis is given about the Grihastha Ashram, especially the dealings between husband and wife, the love and the respect with the mutual arrangements, so that ultimately, of course, they become Krishna conscious, so that they help each other in such a way that the harmonious living together at the same time, not forgetting about the essence of life. So that environment can be created just by dealing each other very nicely in a Krishna conscious way. So that is actually the instruction that we get from this verse. How Devahuti is treating Kardamumuni. Kardamumuni, of course, was staying in a little hut. So at the same time, she was so dedicated to her husband that she didn't even take care of her own health. She completely neglected about herself, just to help and assist her husband in his duties in the service of Krishna consciousness. Actually, this is true in very noble and civilized family. In a very well-mannered, well-cultured family, even now in the Vedic culture, we see that actually when a daughter is given to a husband by the arrangement of the, normally it's arranged by the parents, because it is the duty of the parents also to find a suitable husband, especially for the daughter. The parents of the daughter actually is more obligated to find a suitable husband. So when that suitable husband is found, then it is understood that the daughter has already had to be trained up very nicely, you know, from her family. It has to be trained by the parents. Not that the daughter has to learn when she goes to her husband. She will already have the knowledge. She will already have to be trained up very nicely, so that when she is put in that situation, then she knows all the dealings, all the manners, all the etiquette of a noble and civilized person, so that she can serve her husband very nicely and very properly with the training that she got from her parents while she was with them. So that is why generally it is understood, if a child or if a either son or daughter comes from a good family, normally they will behave properly. So similarly, here we are finding that Devahuti, the daughter of Svayambhuva Manu, already greatly trained up very nicely in all aspects of human culture, in all aspects of human activities. Actually, she already knew everything. So, when she was having, she was staying with her husband at Kadama Muni, she knew that it was her duty under all circumstances to please him, to act in such a way that, in such a way that the harmonious relationship, the loving relationship, always increases. Not that it decreases, but always increases. So actually, if the girl or if the wife is very expert, if the wife is very knowledgeable in the family matters, actually it is, it depends on her how to have a wonderful relationship between the husband and wife. It pretty much depends on the wife. So if the wife is very tolerant, and if the wife has so many good qualities, then there is no reason why there should be any misunderstanding in the family structure. It actually primarily depends on how the wife deals with the husband. The husband may sometimes get mad or may sometimes lose his temper or doing something nonsense. But actually if the wife is very sensitive and if she knows the intricate aspects of family structure, that actually only she can give this harmony and this a nice relationship within the family relationship. So the wife is regarded also sometimes as Lakshmi. Lakshmi means by her behavior, by her conduct, and by her knowledge in these family matters, she can make the whole atmosphere very auspicious. In spite of many difficulties come in, but if the wife is really a first-class lady, a first-class Krishna conscious woman, then she can make the whole atmosphere always peaceful. In spite of even there may be ups and downs, but those things can easily be taken care of if the wife is really very sensitive to this Krishna conscious idea or the Krishna conscious culture. So in principle, the duty of the wife is always to please the husband. Actually, under all circumstances. Of course, that doesn't mean that the husband can do anything nonsense. The best combination will be, of course, the husband has to be very Krishna conscious. The husband to be, because he will be responsible for our spiritual life. So, actually it is a mutual help, each other. So when such a family structure is existing, then the whole situation, just like we discussed yesterday, it is just like living in the planet. The whole atmosphere is very nice, very pleasing. And then generally, the child came out of that family structure will be a first-class child. See, if the husband and wife, if there is some type of misunderstanding or there is no proper relationship, then we cannot expect a good child to be born from such a family structure. But because it pretty much, the child that's going to come, it pretty much, it depends on your mentality, the mentality that exists between the husband and wife. It's always Krishna conscious, always harmonious. Definitely you'll get the best child, best Krishna conscious. And that will be the ideal child, but that pretty much depends on the mood, the mentality, and the spirit of Krishna consciousness that the husband and wife possess. So it's very significant. It's very important that we maintain a very nice, harmonious, family structure. When we enter the Grihastha Ashram, it is understood that. First of all, we must try to develop this sense of austerity. Austerity in the sense that we must control our senses in such a way that the senses are used only for a, for a special purpose in the spirit of Krishna consciousness. Not that we allow the senses, to go astray necessarily. But the senses of ours have to be controlled. But sometimes, actually, in Grihastha Ashram, it may even be more required to discipline ourselves even better, because the demands of the senses are there, and the provisions are also there to fulfill those senses. But to control the senses, it may need more discipline. It may need more training, training of the mind, training of the senses. So like that, actually, when one is properly situated in the proper Grihastha Ashram, actually one can become very much in the spirit of Krishna consciousness. So like here, Devahuti, the symptoms of Devahuti, that to please her husband Kadamamuni is very, very important. So that we can learn. We can learn such a nice examples, also nice in a culture. It is actually a great culture. When it is misunderstood, when it is not understood properly, then it will be taken otherwise. But we have to look in its proper perspective, in the spirit of Krishna consciousness, in the light of Krishna consciousness. It is to be understood in that way only, not otherwise, not other way. So it's a very subtle relationship has to be understood properly when we enter, actually, not only in Grihastha Ashram, but of course, especially here we are dealing with the Grihastha Ashram, Kadamamuni, relationship between Kadamamuni and the Devahuti, how they deal with each other in such a way that she has progress in the next verses. You see the dealings, relationship becomes more and more prominent, and ultimately that will lead to a good child, good children, of course. So this is a very significant, it's very important, and we should also try to get the proper guidelines by following the footsteps of these great personalities, so that our life in Krishna consciousness will be safe, and so that we will be guided properly, and we do not misunderstand about the mission of life. So, any comments? Those are extreme cases. Generally, in most cases, it does not happen. It should not happen. But in some extreme cases, it will happen. It's like we were talking yesterday about Bilwa Mangala Thakur, how he became Krishna conscious by the influence of the prostitute. But so under those situations, of course, if the woman is Krishna conscious, she should not lose. If she is really Krishna conscious, she can really make her husband more Krishna conscious. That influence actually is also required. Sometimes the role has to be understood. That somehow under the influence of Maya, maybe the husband temporarily loses his sense of Krishna consciousness. But at that point, if the wife is really Krishna conscious, then it is she can make him Krishna conscious. So, like great ladies like this Gandhari and all this like Kunti, even they had devotee. We're talking about devotees. These they never lose their sense of Krishna consciousness under all circumstances. So she should not thus begin to let's say, think that, well, you know, my husband is not Krishna conscious, he's supposed to protect me, if he's not, so let me go away and let me do anything nonsense. So if that type of mentality develops, then it is a disastrous. So under those situations, that is why if the woman is really chaste, chaste is very important, right? Chastity. Chaste means not necessarily chaste for, you know, so long as, you know, they are in a harmonious and good relationship. Chaste means under all circumstances. It is something like eternal, you know, relationship feeling. That chastity doesn't imply only, you know, let's say momentary or, you know, so long as in, you know, when her will or her desire is, you know, fulfilled properly, that the tendency only remain chaste. No, it's not like that. But chastity should be maintained in the old circumstances. So when that type, that sense of responsibility, that sense of duty is, let's say, can be maintained, let's, even by the woman, you know, under, let's say, difficult situations. I mean, things like that can be taken care of, can be seen in the light of Krishna consciousness, that by Hare Krishna consciousness, she can really bring, you know, her husband back to Krishna consciousness, and also make him advance in Krishna consciousness. Of course, she should not feel at the time also that I am superior. She should also not possess that type of mentality. That, well, and I'm, you know, I'm superior to my husband, and I'm, you know, trying to guide him properly. She should never maintain that type of also spirit. Rather, she will, you know, pray, you know, to Krishna that, my dear Lord, you know, you kindly, you know, allow, you know, my husband, you know, become, you know, Krishna conscious. So you instruct me so that at least you know, I can at least assist him, you know, in his, you know, little difficult time or something like that. So with that type of approach, then definitely, you know, he'll come back, and when he comes back, then he'll be very grateful also to his wife that he brought back into Krishna consciousness. That way it's actually, it's two ways, you know. Krishna consciousness, it is never, you know, this personal relationship is never one-sided. So like like woman liberation that we are hearing, like those things, these are created by gross, you know, misunderstanding of the, you know, subtle, you know, these human relationships. I mean, it's never like that. Like in the Vedic culture, these things are, is a wonderful, you know, relationships between husband and wife in so many different ways. But this can only be understood when we become Krishna conscious. So that's...
The women are afraid that they're going to be exploited because they have to be submissive.
There's no question of exploitation. But now, you know, since we live in this age of Kali, you know, Kali by nature, you know, it's not only West now, even in the East, I mean, all over. Even in India right now, I mean, everyone is degraded to the lowest extent, drinking and engaging in all kinds of bad habits. So this is very prominent. It will be prominent because of the age of Kali. You know. So we have to work hard. We have to try hard. A few of us, somehow by Krishna's mercy, and by Prabhupada's mercy, you know, brought us to the Krishna conscious culture. Krishna conscious culture is the highest human culture. Since we may not be exactly perfect according to the Vedic standard, but at least we should never give up hope of trying, you know, as hard as possible. I may fail again and again, but I may try again and again, again and again and again. So we should always, you know, keep our mind working that in that way. You know. So always try that. Maybe that we may never be able to, you know, to achieve that. You know, this is a Vedic model of civilization. But at least, you know, if we try, and to some extent, then we can reach up to a certain degree. You know. I mean, that is modern enough, I think, to go back to Godhead, to Krishna consciousness, especially in this age. I think we should not be disappointed. But at the same time, we should try to, especially, we should try to train as much as possible, like our children and our friends and everyone, and to the extent that such cultures should be tried to introduce in all spheres of our human activities. That way, if we constantly try like that, then definitely, there will be some result. And so I think that way we lose. And I'm sure Krishna will help us by the mercy of the spiritual master and by the mercy of Krishna. If we are sincerely trying, definitely we will attain to some good result. And also, I think in the married life, in the, let's say, family structure, our relationship should not also be based entirely on the bodily relationship. Sometimes we are brought together. There are reasons. There are, by the karma and by the higher forces. It's not that we are just brought together by chance or without any reason. We are brought together. Same thing, the family structure. Family structure, we are brought together by the will of the Lord and by the mercy of the arrangement of the spiritual master. So that association, or it's like a little sangha, this association, we should know that we are meant to help each other to advance in Krishna consciousness in all circumstances. Bodily, physical, spiritual, in all aspects. So, when that is understood, then things will be a lot more improving. And that way, whatever difficulty that one might be put, maybe the husband or the wife may be put in certain difficulties because of several reasons. But at that time, if each other becomes Krishna conscious, then each other has to try to help when one is in difficulty. That way, this upliftment in Krishna consciousness is always brought back. That way, we can advance together in Krishna consciousness. So that feeling is there. Naturally, when someone does something good to you, naturally you reciprocate. This is the tendency of our human relationship. In fact, that is the tendency of bhakti also. Bhakti implies this personal relationship. Personal relationship, when somebody thinks very much highly of you, generally the other person responds also in a positive way. That way, in spite of difficulties, if you only react in a positive way, in a positive side, then generally the atmosphere will be always conducive for and harmonious living together. I think that you should understand that light. But generally what happens is that, in Kali Yuga, we are so much entangled with the gross, engagements of the senses. So when I'm completely deluded especially by the lower modes of nature, then generally there's a tendency to lose one's temper, and to the extent that we tend to forget our real duty. And then, when these extreme cases come up, then we begin to experience many difficulties. Then when one loses Krishna consciousness, then you cannot expect anything good. So that way, people go away each other and then fight each other and then it makes it difficult for each other. So I think we should try to keep a cool head and try to take things in a very realistic way and try to help each other in Krishna consciousness. That way, I think we'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That way, actually, family situation, like Grihastha Ashram, it's like we were talking yesterday, that it should not be decried rather, it should be taken as a blessing from Krishna, so that we can advance in Krishna consciousness together. you know, collected with the whole family. Not that anyway, only, you know, the husband, wife, but only the children also. Actually, everyone is meant to progress in Krishna consciousness. So actually, family to be, the family is actually taking more responsibility in a way. So the husband needs to take more responsibility so that the Krishna conscious process with the wife and the children are very much, very nicely, you know, given by the, you know, by the husband. So generally, you know, it is the duty of the husband to be, you know, Krishna conscious. And just like in your case, in the question that you asked, you know, those are extreme cases. Generally, you know, that happens very rarely. So in that case, you know, the wife has to, you know, take the role so that the Krishna conscious spirit is restored and maintained. Anything else?
This conversation brings up the question of the discrepancy between the kind of ideal spiritual relationship and culture. In the case of Devaruti and Paramahani, and the discrepancy between that and our culture. I guess the question is, does that lead to a kind of artificial behavior when one adopts the behavior of a devotee or Brahmin? And also, maybe the answer, I mean, you know, to make this into a comment, that the responsibility is there on the devotee to have a very strong sadhana, individual sadhana, and to pray for Krishna's mercy, to be creative, you know, along the Vedic guidelines, to implement that kind of, just the beginnings of that kind of relationship, rather than resorting to, you know, the Western world.
No, the thing is that, you know, you can never imitate. But of course, you know, within the framework of that Krishna conscious culture, but at least we should always try. Not that, I mean, trying doesn't necessarily mean imitation, you know. But we should try to, we should know the good qualities and the good culture and the good process that one is supposed to behave, you know. And I think it can be achieved. It may not be that, you know, we may not be 100%, just like we mentioned, perfect in that, let's say, particular trying to gain that goal. But at least, you know, if one is, you know, very sincerely trying, at least you can come very close to it. And I still feel that, you know, this, of course, now, you know, in our society that you may be, you know, seeing right now, I mean, I'm talking about it, the whole present society. It's a whole human society. Now, Vedic culture has deteriorated so much that with the advancement of science and technology, you know, we are not even treated as human beings, like machines, you know, just like mechanical, you know, relationships. Like in the colleges and the universities, you know, boys in the, you know,